escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That Romy Gonzalez RBI single was the game-winning run for the Boston Red Sox 3-2. It was also your call of the game brought to you by Nissan. Don't let summer slip away. Hurry into the Nissan End of Summer Sales event to get your new ride. Visit your local store or NissanUSA.com today. Red Sox win 3-2 yesterday after our show. Red Sox win 3-2 today before our show. Little late game heroics in both of those affairs. They sweep the Orioles. They go 7-1 on an 8-game road trip. According to Will Fleming, that is the first time in the history, the long history of the Boston Red Sox, that a road trip of 9 games or fewer resulted in 7 wins. They're rolling, baby. They are now 3.5 games behind the Toronto Blue Jays, who are off today. They'll return to Fenway to take on the Pirates with some very winnable games. And most importantly, they probably didn't get their best stuff from their ace, Garrett Crochet, today. Kind of scuffled along, a lot of base runners, a lot of traffic, some double plays, but he held the Orioles to 2 runs and gave the offense enough time to come around. You're listening to WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday afternoon, post-Red Sox win, Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Boys, how are we liking a baseball team that just kind of rolling right along right now?
Ted?
Oh,
please feel free, sir.
My bad. Hey, what? Guys, I will say this. I mean, what was beautiful about today was just what you just said, Andy, is the fact that that the Garrett Crochet did not have his best stuff. I mean, he hit a couple batters. I mean, there was runners all on the base path, and the defense was excellent. I mean, the middle of the field defense was incredible between Bregman and Story, Rafaela. They saved his bacon a lot, which is what you want to see. I mean, they arguably have the best outfield when Rafaela is playing center field, and they arguably have one of the better middle infields when Rafaela is playing second. So the defense was incredible backing up Crochet, which was great. And then you love to see Trevor Story continue his torrid pace. It's incredible. What I think they're 19-1 every time he has a homer. He had another homer today. He was incredible in the field all day. And then, just utility players like Rob Refsnyder, who's been on the 60-day DL. He comes back, has a couple of hits, an RBI, and a home run today. along with Romy Gonzalez with an RBI. Those two guys just seem to step up when they need it. And then you close out with Whitlock in the eighth, or not close out, but Whitlock comes in the eighth, does his what he's got to do, and then Steven Matz continues to be a dealing for this team and closes out the ninth. And so, by the way, Roman Anthony, two hits, a walk, and a run scored. It plays nice defense out there in right field. So, guys, it's just kind of – you're just seeing this team play consistently. The confidence is – you can tell it's overflowing. So, right now, the Red Sox just look as hot as any team in the American League.
I'd say almost as hot as any team in baseball, save for that torrid streak that the Brewers were on. Right now, there's no team playing better baseball at every level. Sure, was that Crochet's best stuff? No, we've seen better. We've seen more dominant recently and several times this season. But he still gives you a quality start, which against an Orioles team that, save for when they came up and miraculously knocked you off a couple times last week, hasn't been playing the greatest of baseball. The bullpen, once again, absolutely miraculous. Three innings, zero runs allowed. I thought Whitlock was going to break that torrid streak that he and Chapman have been on, and no Chapman available to you today, but Matz comes in and gets the saves. Three innings, no runs allowed. Awesome. And just enough offense. And as you pointed out, Ted, the record when Trevor Story hits a ding-dong, this goes back to in spring training when St. Bregman told us that the most important offensive piece to this team was Trevor Story. When he goes good, this team goes good. When he does things like makes that great play, like the heads-up play in the ninth inning when you get a leadoff double, to turn around when he sees the runner take off and feel like he can make a baseball play, which is a ballsy play.
It is.
Because if he doesn't pick that runner off at third, now you got first and third with a good hitter up and then a great hitter up behind him and no outs in the inning. Picks him off. Totally deflates the Orioles, gets the runner at third, just another heads-up play by a team, Andy, that right now feels like they are accessing all of their various powers. Like, they can pitch for short, they have great starts, they can hit in the clutch, they're making more, save for that absurd play last night, which I was glad, because I forget we have 2-3-2 victories, as you pointed out, to discuss today as well, save for Jaron Duran's massive left-center field brain fart last night. They're hitting on all cylinders right now. And, I mean, Rafaela last night, to cap that one off, just like, hey, I was going yard, to have that kind of confidence and then deliver, awesome.
617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. We are not getting ahead of ourselves. You know, there's been times this year, I think, Ted, you may have thought Fitzy and I got ahead of ourselves, or even sometimes as a station, they're like, oh, you guys are the flagship station. Why don't you back off the glazing a little bit? No. Now they're just freaking good. Now they're just one of the best teams in baseball. And as Fitzy, you noted, last night, the brain fart stuck out because they've been avoiding those things. For a while, we almost expected those on a nightly basis. There would be a defensive screw-up, a base-running screw-up. Now, they're not only playing good clutch baseball, but they let the other team do the screwing up. The last couple nights, you've seen the Orioles be the team in the eighth, ninth inning that screws up. You know, you said that was a heads-up play by Story, and it absolutely was. It was also a head-up-your-butt play by the base runner. Like, that was a bad read right off the bat. I was listening to Lou talk about it. Hit too hard.
Still, you and made then it pay.
But you got to take advantage of that. And they took advantage of that. There was the other double play earlier in the game where Trevor Story makes a great diving play and the runner was just, for some reason, off on contact. He gets doubled up. And one of the nicest plays of the day, Ted, you talking about the defense up the middle, that actually didn't result in a double play, was Rafaela coming across the base, basically full speed, taking the throw and throwing to first.
Wait, how do you get his foot down on that bag?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable some of the plays that he can make. And the Trevor Story thing, now we're starting to accept that May was just an aberration. I don't really know what went wrong in the month of May when people were talking about how bad he was, but that's the aberration. You can make a very strong argument in terms of position players, lineup guys.
Say it.
He's been the best player on the team because availability matters. Yep. Bregman's been great, but Bregman missed that time with the thigh injury. Like, when you say wire to wire the course of the season, defense and offense, Trevor Story, who I listened to the 2-minute grill pregame with Rob Bradford talking about his knack for stealing bases, just doesn't get thrown out. So much so that Kyle Hudson has been like, listen, if you're 23 of 23, you should probably go a little more often. If you get thrown out every once in a while, so be it. But you're seemingly taking the safe ones if you're perfect this late in the season. But his defense has been remarkable. His hitting has been remarkable. His base running has been remarkable. Mm-hmm. And I know they talk about it. He played in 163, I believe, the last 3 years total. He's up to like 130 whatever games played this year. He has been such a key cog to this team and the leadership and the dynamic, and it seems everybody is genuinely so happy for him. So happy that he's doing it for them as a team, but also seemingly just so happy for him to be having this kind of season. And then you talk about the pitching. You know, it wasn't Crochet's best day, but he gives up two runs. Last night, it was the opposite. Bayo was awesome, and somehow they screwed it up and gave him two runs for him, but you still get the win. And the best part I thought of that was after that fly ball drops between Rafaela and Duran, he ends up getting pulled out of the game. And while the rally is coming, he's the guy on the top of the dugout steps, smiling, laughing, cheering. You know, he wasn't sulking because you guys screwed me. I shouldn't have given up any runs at all today. No. He's caught up in the victory when Anthony's on base, and then they end up getting the two-run home run to win. So this team continues to impress, and it also continues to just say, this is who they are. Like, I'm giving up on the idea, yeah, Fitzy, that the bottom's going to fall out here. The bottom's not going to fall out. They're a good baseball team. Does that mean they're going to win the World Series? Absolutely not. But they're a damn good baseball team hitting their stride at the right time of year, Fitzy.
Yeah. Andy, when we were going through that exercise yesterday, who's going to win more games in October? The Patriots, who have four games, three of which look very winnable, one against the rivalry ice Buffalo Bills, and we'll get into those rivalry uniforms later on. Three wins seems realistic or very doable for the Patriots. If you were to tell me these Red Sox are going to win 5, 6, 7 games in October, I wouldn't tell you, hey, put down the ninth Miller Lite or get your head out of the clouds. This team feels like they could do just about anything right now. They're 15 games over 500, inarguably playing their best baseball. And look, with 27 games to go, precisely 1/6 of the season left, will there be one of those, what the hell are you guys doing, streaks of three or possibly four, maybe, you know, two, three,
nope,
four. There could be,
nope,
one.
There won't be.
You don't think
I'm
going
to say there won't be. Between the combination of the schedule kind of stinks, sneaky,
yep,
bad schedule.
They are kind of getting into a sneaky, manageable part of the schedule.
And the way they are playing and the way they are pitching and the way, like, Steven Motz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We talked to Alex Cora about him yesterday, how it seemed like he was kind of developing into a trusted, reliable part of the bullpen. Ted, a day later, he's on the mound to close out the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to give Breslow credit for that. We may have rolled our eyes when they kind of rushed to add whatever arms they could late at the trade deadline there. But that's an arm right there. We'll see where Dustin May goes with his start on Saturday. But, you know, Steven Matz is an arm that looks like he's developing. You bring Slayton back. All of a sudden, you're like, wait, does Alex Cora have maybe four or five guys that he trusts
in the
bullpen?
Do we have too many good arms? Do we have too many plus arms in the bullpen, Ted?
Nope, we're not doing that. We're not doing the too many thing. But he has some arms to turn to.
He certainly does. And it's hard to, I mean, you could, I guess, nitpick of this team. You know, I brought up the fact, you worry about Jaren Duran in that three spot. He had the day off, and you saw what Trevor Story did in the three spot. I kind of like, Trevor Story being in that position, maybe moving forward. We'll see. But, you know, they had lost their last four games against the Orioles prior to this series. And then they win the next four. They win seven out of their last eight games that they all played on the road. It shows a toughness and it shows resiliency. They've come back from deficits to win in some of these games on the road. And clearly, we know how good they are at home, but they were struggling on the road. That tells me something. You know, this team historically has not been good in the second half of seasons. They are bucking that trend this year. So there's a lot of things to kind of be hopeful about with this Red Sox team, and very little to kind of pick apart, because they're starting to, they're not striking out as much. They're not having their defensive gaffes like they used to. The base running has gotten better. And these were all issues that were serious issues to start the season. And I think it's a good point, Fitzy, when you bring up, Trevor Story. To me, he is the MVP of this team. And you go, well, he only had one bad month of May. Man, the dude didn't know which end was up in May. He really was lost at the plate. And it's all of a sudden, it's turned around big time. So it was, even though, he only had one bad month. It was a really bad month, but he has made up for it and then some. And so he's my MVP so far. Hard to kind of look at this team and think that it's not kind of on a path for something special here, boys.
And you look at Roman Anthony. You know, he's a guy that I think it's now up to 8 of his last 10 games have been multi-hit games. He's added a little power. Fitzy, I see you looking for you.
Thanks,
Fitzy.
Way to go, Fitzy.
He's added a little power to his game, but he's part of it. Like they're just, Rafaela seems to come back a little bit. There was that scuffling going on for him for a while. But the Story thing to me, if you remember, we had people calling for Story to be DFA'd. Just cut him. Give up the contract.
That was during the great May swoon, Andy. Yep. Nothing was working for the team. And look who was at the centerpiece of it. A guy that couldn't hit a barn with an oar.
And now he's your MVP. And now he's part of the reason on defense, on offense, why you are winning baseball games. Another thing, Ted, you bring up the series and the O's series getting swept by that two-game series. I think it's a big deal for this team, the way they're starting series and the way they're starting games. You're getting a couple leadoff home runs by Roman Anthony. All of a sudden, you're up 1-0. It's like, okay, we're playing with a lead now. That's a nice feeling to have.
Yeah.
Or you win the first game of the series against the Yankees. You win the first game of the series against the Orioles. I think for this team, maybe some of it is the young part of it. Maybe some of it is the emotional part of it, the vibes. I think when they get a lead in a game or when they get a lead in a series, I think they really enjoy, and most people do, playing from in front, playing from ahead, like playing with house money a little bit, and they've been doing that more and more often.
Their record is, I think they win 2/3 of their games when they score first or something like that. And I hate to keep kind of going back to Jaren Duran, but when he was the leadoff, I just don't think they were getting enough bang for their buck when he was the leadoff. But now with Roman Anthony as the leadoff, it just kind of everything else falls in place. It's just when we were talking about Rafi Devers and or the trade deadline who would you be willing to trade? No, it was more about Joe Ryan. I was willing to give up Jaren Duran. I think he flashes. I mean, he can be at times just a spark plug, but that's my one worry is about him in the three spot. I mean, he had the defensive gaffe. He admitted that was his ball yesterday that he let drop between him and Rafaela. So that's really the only thing I can look at and have really legit concern. Everything else Phil's pretty damn good. I mean, we can kind of nitpick at the fourth starter. Okay, they don't have the fourth starter, but 1, 2, and 3, please, in the back end of the rotation, dominant.
Yeah, and you got three guys that are in the top 5 in ERA, or I'm assuming they're still in the top 5, and I haven't checked the updated numbers.
Oh, Crochet will likely still stay. He may have to actually drop down a spot and get bumped up by your boy Bayo or Giolito as well, Andy. And quick question, does the home run from Rafaela last night, does him going back to center, does this start a potential hot streak again for him?
I've seen these memes online. People are trying to start to compare him to Jackie Bradley Jr., that he's one of these guys that's going to be hot as a pistol when he's hot and cold as ice when he's not. I don't think he's that. I think he's a young guy. I will say, if you guys watch the post-game interview with Jemai on Nesson, when he asked him like what he was thinking, he's like, I'm going yard or something. Like he went up there planning on. Now, I don't know if that's a great mentality. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a great story to tell after you put it over the wall. I'm not sure it's a great story to tell if you strike out on 3 pitches and you lose the baseball game. But, you know, he has a little clutch. Remember, he hit the walk-off at Fenway one of those Friday nights. Like, he's got a little pizzazz to him. He's got a little bit of a showmanship to him. And I think all these guys do. I love the I'm not sure I'm even hip enough to know exactly. Cold as ice. What's the vein? What are they doing? Injected veins when they round the bases. I'm not cool enough to know exactly what that celebration means. I know Roman Anthony does it. They all do it when they round third base. But it's true. Like Roman Anthony, everybody says he works at bats, right? Oh, that's what he does. He's going to take a lot of pitches. Not today. I believe it was the first pitch of the game drove into center field, right? Yeah. Base hit. Okay, we got a runner on. Now, it didn't work great because like a pitch later there was a double play ball. You can't even say, oh, he only does this or like any of these guys. Like the versatility, the athleticism that Cora tells us about, that they can play different styles of baseball when they need to play different styles of baseball. I just feel like they've cleaned it up. Like, there's way more positive plays than negative plays now. Remember early in the year we talked, Ted, to Cora about they strike out too much, and he said something to the effect of, and we don't hit the ball out of the ballpark enough. It's like that give and take, the balance. You're never going to be perfect, but if you're going to strike out a lot, hit the ball into the seats every once in a while. I feel like everything, they've made more positive base running plays and fewer bad base running plays, more positive defensive plays and wow plays with the glove, and fewer bad ones. It's like they've just kind of swung that pendulum all to the positive side all at the right time, Ted.
Dude, it's like, remember, like the first 2 months, all we were talking about was driveline and launch angle. Yep. And they, you know what? This is an athletic team. Why don't they play more small ball? Why don't they just get the ball and play? You know, what are they teaching down there at AAA? Do they even teach them how to run the bases? Do they even know what they're doing? It was, the pitching staff. Not enough, fastballs. Maybe they get, not enough first strike pitches. There was on and on and on. All these debates. When's the last time we've had any of those conversations? It's been over a month, probably. And a lot of that stuff that was plaguing this team for the first 2 months seems to have just kind of gone away. They look like a smart team. They're resilient. They're gritty. They truly kind of let bad games go, and for a young team to kind of be able to have that mindset is pretty impressive. And I credit the older guys on this team for leading these young guys. But to the case that you've made, Andy, is it's also having guys like not only Roman Anthony but Narvaez, and Sadon, who's still very young, kind of being older mentality type players. It's just a really good mix of young and old, and they all seem to get it right now.
There's one question I want to ask before we trend and get into the break, Andy, and that is, with Trevor Story and his potential looming opt-out and Alex Bregman with his potential looming opt-out, does the leadership they've provided, the clutch hitting, the excellent plus level fielding, just everything, all the intangibles and tangibles, does this potentially make them more valuable to another team that has a bunch of young players that could use somebody like a Story, like a Bregman, or both, hell, whatever the case may be? Does it make him more valuable, and does that hasten the Red Sox's need to either pick up options or get some deals done in season or ASAP come season's end?
Yes, and be very, very quiet, because one of those teams, I think they played this afternoon in Baltimore.
That's what I was thinking.
Third base the other night, the machine guy, screwed up, didn't know how many outs there were. He gets sent down immediately. They bring up a different guy who started last night at third base. You just plug Alex Bregman into the third base spot for Baltimore, that young Orioles team. Uh-huh. All those young stud guys, they got a boatload of talent. They were all first-round picks and, you know, number one overall pick types. Yeah, I do think teams will look at this, and I think I heard Craig Breslow, and interestingly, we'll hear some Craig Breslow sound from earlier this morning on the Greg Hill Show in the next segment here, but I heard Breslow say, you knew what Bregman was advertised as, and then you have him for three quarters of a season, and you're like, wow, the advertising wasn't good enough. He's better than advertised, and I think other teams absolutely can look at that and say, yeah, if we added that to our lineup and our clubhouse, we'd be a better baseball team. That's why it's important for Craig Breslow and company to make sure that doesn't happen. 617-779-7937, reacting to a pair of 3-2 wins for the Boston Red Sox. They sweep the Orioles. They go 7-1 on the road trip. They're now 3.5 games back of the Blue Jays in the AL East, coming home to play the Pirates tomorrow night at Fenway Park. Everything is coming up roses, and there's still some tantalizing options on the horizon. We'll talk about that next with Craig Breslow's comments to the Greg Hill Show this morning. But first, we have Nick Fitzy-Stevens sliding into Dan Ball's big chair with What's Trending.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.